Verse 9. What is the topmost holy place? Vaikuntha janito vara madhurpuri tatrapi rasosvad vrindaranyam udarapani ramanad tatrapi govardhana radha kundam ihapi gokulpate premamrit tapalavanat kurja dasya virajito giritate sevam viveki nakaha. Translation. Due to Sri Krishna's having taken birth there, the abode of Mathura is superior even to Vaikuntha, the realm of spiritual opulence. Superior to Mathura is the forest of Vrindavan, because there is the festival of the Ras dance took place. Superior to Vrindavan forest is Govardhan hill, because Sri Krishna raised it with his lotus hand and performed many pastimes there with his devotees. Yet superior even to Govardhan hill is Sri Radha Kund, because it immerses one in the nectar of Sri Krishna's divine love. What intelligent person would not desire to render service to this magnificent pond, which is splendidly situated at the base of Govardhan hill? Upadesh Prakashika Tika. The previous verse instructed us to perform bhajan while reside in Braj. This verse very clearly answers precisely where one should reside within Braj. Due to Sri Krishna's having taken birth there, the abode of Mathura is superior even to Vaikuntha, the realm of great spiritual opulence. Superior even to the abode of Mathura is the forest of Vrindavan, because there the festival of Ras dance took place. Superior to Vrindavan forest is Govardhan hill, because it playfully rested in Sri Krishna's lotus hand, and because dear Krishna freely enjoyed many pastimes with his devotees. Yet superior even to this Govardhan hill is the super excellent Sri Radha Kund, because it immerses once in the nectarine divine love which Sri Krishna, the moon of Gokul, feels for Srimati Radhika. The scriptures declare that Sri Radha Kund is as dear to Sri Krishna as the daughter of Vishwabhanu Maharaj, Srimati Radhika herself. All the above mentioned spiritual realms or locations where Sri Krishna performed pastimes are manifest from his eternal potency, Sarup Shakti, and are therefore purely spiritual. However, Sri Radha Kund is superior to them all because of having manifested the highest display of the inherent variegated pastimes of Sarup Shakti. Piyush Varshani Vritti. This ninth verse informs us that Sri Radha Kund is the best amongst all worshipable places. Because Sri Krishna took birth in the city of Mathura, it is superior to Vaikuntha, the realm of immense opulence in spiritual sky. Within the district of Mathura, the Vrindavan forest is the best location. Govardhan hill is the best place within the entire area of Braj, due to Udarapani Sri Krishna having performed various pastimes there. Sri Radha Kund is splendidly situated just near Sri Govardhan. It is the best place of all due to being the special storehouse of Sri Krishna's nectarian divine love, Premamrita. Is there any person intent upon performing bhajan who would not desire to render service to Sri Radha Kund? In other words, the devotees of Bhagwan most certainly render service to Sri Radha Kund, either in their material bodies or in their spiritual perfect forms. Devotees should execute the aforementioned process of bhajan while constantly residing at Radha Kund. Anuvritti. Amongst all holy places, the Vaikunth realm situated in the spiritual sky is the best. Superior even to the Vaikuntha is the district of Mathura, because Bhagwan took birth there. Within Mathura Mandal, the forest of Vrindavan is the best, because there the Ras dance took place. Of all places within Vrindavan, Govardhan hill is greater still due to being the site where Sri Krishna freely enjoyed various pastimes. Superior even to Govardhan hill is Sri Radha Kund, because it overflows with the nectar of Sri Krishna's divine love. It is the best place of all. There is no place greater than Radha Kunda. Therefore, what intelligent person would not render service to Radha Kunda, which is so splendidly situated at the base of Govardhan? In other words, anyone endowed with true spiritual intelligence serves Sri Radha Kunda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal devotee, Sri Rupa Goswami, being fully conversant with the most elevated devotional sentiments within Gaur Hari's heart, had described service to Sri Radha Kund as the topmost. The glories of Sri Radha Kund are incomprehensible and inaccessible even for loving devotees who may have taken shelter of Madhure Ras, yet are devoid of devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.